that is?
It's John Erickman. Could you give me Bill Timmons, please?
I don't. Mr. Timmons,
It's John Erickman. Is he around?
Mr. Erickman, he's on the phone. We'll interrupt him.
Thank you. Business wondering what your Congress is doing.
Oh, God. Oh, I was afraid somebody's gonna ask.
What's going on?
Well, the House, the House moved along pretty good. Got debt passed without spending.
Mm-hmm.
Sent it over. They passed an adjournment signing diet to close the business today.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Ford and Tip O'Neill called the president and said we're prepared to adjourn. Anything left to do? He said no. But come down for coffee about 4. I'm going to invite Mike and Margaret Smith to come down and
mm-hmm.
speaker, and we'll
yeah.
have, you know, which I had greased up beforehand.
Yeah.
So then they have to go back in they recessed and went back in because the highways bill came out of conference.
I'll be darned.
But Jerry is going to object to it. There's no quorum in the House, and the speaker, we think, will not want to vote on it because there'll be no quorum, and they'll go out overnight. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So we think we'll bluff them down with Jerry Ford.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, in the upper body, they had highways up. They have set that aside temporarily to take up a silly securities bill, which is fine, an objection. And we think they'll knock securities down. It's a fight between the banks and the SEC on some damn thing. But because they don't have a quorum either, they don't have to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody raises objection, they just take it off the calendar, to hell with it.
Mm-hmm.
They go back on highways. We were trying to find somebody in the Senate to take on highways, just like Jerry's going to do in the House, but we can't find anybody. Nobody's around. Wallace Bennett's there and a few others, but they said they're doing other stuff and just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we think protected in the House, unless Ford can.
What are they going to do, bounce back and forth?
Well, and then they've got debt. The debt bill.
Still, they haven't done that.
They haven't done it. And
oh my God.
Javits is holding Ford, saying that they came out. You remember, Ryder was on their own extended unemployment compensation.
Yeah, Magnuson.
Yeah. They got their pound of flesh by getting the House passed a version of that as opposed to the Senate version in return for spending.
Yeah.
And he's saying, to hell with that. He said, you pass my pins and needles bill.
Oh, Lord.
Which has got the big.
That tax thing?
Yeah.
What, is an amendment to it?
Yeah, it's already on there. Magnuson's big unemployment thing that covers New York is on the pins and needles bill.
Yeah.
So he says, you House, pass my pins and needles bill, and I'll take the hold off of this damn thing. Consequently, they're dragging on.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I called Butterfield a few minutes ago and said, the president ought to make a deadline for me at 6 o'clock or something. If no action, let me call him and say, forget it, gang.
Well, it's 5:30 now, Bill.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
Okay.
Just knock it off.
Well, should I ask Alex to check with the president? Should I just go ahead and knock it off anyway?
Well, but
or should
the president said he'll wait over at the House for a call.
Okay.
And just forget the coffee if they're in that much disarray.
Okay. I'll do it.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Good.